VFW Mobile.
Good morning, young man.
Good morning. How we doing this morning?
Yeah, got a little stomach bug.
I like yours a little bit under the weather this morning. I hope you get to feeling better soon.
Do.
Yep. Sinus headache this morning.
My grand youngins gave it to me, but I'm going to pay them back. I know two of them got it.
Out of love, huh?
Had to do with that.
That's why I didn't hear you on the radio last night.
Exactly it. I've been pretty much in the bed.
The virus, do you?
Nah, I ain't got it. I just got a stomach bug.
Yeah, bad enough, right?
That ends on. Riding with me, so I'm making her help me.
You see the grandkids, but we just can't take a chance. That one grandkid, he's got real bad asthma, and it'll be really bad. It's bad enough if somebody at his work's mom got it, and at least works down for her for a couple of weeks. So hopefully he don't come down with anything.
Not. Contact did you make last night?
I just did four, and then I grabbed the park, and then he was calling last call on 80 meters, so I grabbed him, and then I got a guy down in Alabama, lower Alabama, and talked to him for a few minutes, and that real good signal down there, and then I talked to a guy up in western Pennsylvania for, I don't know, about 10 minutes, and that was a good signal. And got one other one in there, but, oh, no, I did the net. I checked into the net, and that was about it, and then I hung it up there. I wasn't trying too much. I was mostly trying to find a spot where we could talk, but you were under the weather.
A guy posted on Facebook that 40 meters last night was hopping after 9 o'clock for DX.
The two contacts I made, man, they were good. I was plus 10 down in Alabama, and I was a solid 5.9 up in Pennsylvania, and that it was doing really good, real good audio and that. So I don't know. I just hung it up and went on down, watched TV with Mama.
Yesterday morning, the Tennessee phone that usually bears down on me, but yesterday morning they were rocking.
COT Mobile.
Good morning, happy Friday, KN4GFW.
How you guys doing?
Yeah, just trying to make it, a little bit of sinus headache.
Z-Mobile, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning, Mike, happy Friday.
Yeah, I had me a headache yesterday. It was one from not sleeping well. But that bad boy lasted all day long.
My grand youngins gave me a bug, stomach bug. Wrapped my back up, I brought the boss out with me.
How you? You all wrapped up, or are you still moving and grooving?
Up. Carol.
Now, does Carol go in with you to load up this morning?
I guess you heard the boss.
I sure did. She didn't sound too excited about that.
Because I've been up since 10 till 7 yesterday morning.
Wow. Dad must be feeling pretty rough.
Gonna be feeling rougher when I got home.
On the head won't help that stomach bug much.
Get out of me. Boy, Cody's got it, and my granddaughter Alexis has got it. And and they were both over at the house the other day, so I don't know which one they gave it to me, but I guess that's just part of being grandpa.
These kids are sick. They really don't need to be around anybody these days.
I was woke up, and there you was.
They said his girlfriend had the virus. He was just wanting some days off.
Are you ordering any of those masks, Kent?
Right now we hadn't decided to wear them or anything and that, so I just thought you guys might be interested, so I just threw it out there for you.
I don't know if I'm going to order any or not. You'd have thought if there was going to be a mandate to wear masks, that had already come out.
I didn't tell you to do that. I missed what Ken said. Somebody doubled with him. What was that about? The guy lied about it or something?
One suspected case, the guy said his girlfriend had it, and that, but no, she didn't, and that he just wanted a couple of weeks off, but he's got them now.
Figured after they put that, they arrested that guy, you wouldn't have no more of them shenanigans.
Just don't watch the news, right? All he had to do was say he was running a fever and they'd probably give him at least a week off anyway.
Take off for that. Just about get paid for it.
But I think that you do have to be under a doctor's care or have a note from the doctor or something. It can't just be frivolous.
I have to double check it when I get in, but I'm pretty sure I saw yesterday where Los Angeles went ahead and said you got to have a mask on if you go outside.
I don't know where people would get masks.
Just some type of a face covering. So, you know, a heavy scarf is actually, you know, somewhat effective. Or even sewing up, you know, your own little surgical mask. You know, that's what most people are doing now. But they want some type of covering on.
Account.
Can go to the bank, though.
Roger, that's what I was thinking.
A hockey mask, that'd get you shot.
The conference last night, you know, Bricks or Britt, I can't remember how you say her last name. You know, basically she's, you know, if you kind of do just some basic reading between the lines on some of the stuff she said, you know, they know that masks are effective, but they also know most people are too stupid when they wear them because they feel like they're behind some sort of force field, and then they go touching everything, and they still touch their face, they touch their mask, and they, you know, they get more lax when they wear a mask just because of the fact that they have it on.
Y'all, he's supposed to be sleeping while he's driving.
Somebody's coffee down before I got to work. Coffee for you while you're riding?
Yeah.
Sipping your coffee cup full while you're riding?
I don't bring no coffee with me when I'm on the route. Makes me have to stop at the bushes too many times.
From this morning or as far as getting off around 6 o'clock?
Too much. I've got about 20 minutes left.
That way you can get you some rest.
Sleeping good this morning?
It probably won't be me.
That's what I was thinking, Ken, 4 TFW.
See Friday.
I'm rolling up, so we'll jump out of here. 7-3 to everybody. Hope you have a fantastic weekend if I don't catch you over it. And stay safe, and hopefully we'll catch you Monday morning. KK4POT.
7-3, Tim. Stay safe. KN4TFW.
See KK4NXC. either his cat's on vacation or he stuck his antenna up into the ceiling fan again this morning.
Same thing. Cat put his antenna in the ceiling fan.
I forget what day it was. My weeks kind of roll like water under a bridge, but he was fooling with his antenna. He didn't. He forgot the ceiling fan was on, and he lifted the antenna up, and it got caught in the ceiling fan, and he had a C-clamp on it, and it swung that C-clamp off, and that hit him in the...
Had a bad day.
There.
Yep, still here.
I had to swap batteries on my handheld. But I don't know how much of that you caught, but he lifted up his antenna. It got caught in the fan, ceiling fan, and it swung off of a C-clamp that was on the bottom of it, and it hit his foot or his shin or something. And he said he didn't have too good of a day.
Thank you.
My fan fall out of the ceiling one time.
Little boy style, a model helicopter to a ceiling fan, and when I walked in the bedroom, it smacked me in the back of the head. To a ceiling fan one time, and when I walked in the bedroom to see what they were up to, it hit me in the back of the head.
Still busted.
What do you think?
Something with that helicopter.
Okay. We went and tied some airplanes to the rest of the fleet.
How you guys doing? Fine.
Your cat finally woke you up?
Yeah, I just can't. I gotta go out and try to get some food this morning and do things. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what, you can tell it's Friday. Well, helicopters and stuff, those things can get dangerous. Playing on those little model helicopters and planes and stuff, they can get dangerous.
We had jarts. I don't know if you know what those were, but that was about the most dangerous thing. We never thought nothing of it.
There was one time we were playing darts, had a dartboard in the door. And I didn't know that somebody was going to open the door. I threw a dart at the target at the same time somebody opened the door. I almost took the girl's eye out.
Boy shot me in the butt with a blowgun one time.
If you ever get, you take a little 20 gauge piece of wire, you know, real thin wire. We did this camp counselor one time. You take a little 20 gauge piece of wire, you wrap one little wrap right around the plugs so they plug in a little projector. Man, it makes a heck of a pop. And it makes sparks fly all over the place. That's why I go in there just want to try to get a little bit of food. And hopefully I can get a little bit of meat if I can get it. I go to CVS at 9 o'clock in the morning and try to get a little bit of food and then come back here, meet the nurse at 11 because they don't have any stockings. And they couldn't get no gloves for the nurses, so I had to go to Napa Auto Parts, pick up some gloves.
Get food.
With a cab driver, see if I can. I got to go to 10 of 8, I got to get downstairs, call them early. I try to get in there. I have no idea what we're going to be able to get. We're gonna see.
Horse Road is deserted.
Come out of a lot of small businesses, and this is over, gotta be gone. You just hope they don't get their way on that local ordinance that they want to pull. What are we doing this morning?
I'm done.
Seems like they've been getting there early every morning consistently. there must not be much traffic on the roads there. I don't have many people out there.
Many people out here.
And I checked on some of that stimulus stuff to find out what's going to go on. I got to get a hold of the Social Security Department and find what they want to do in my case. Because mine has got so many unusual circumstances. I asked the bank if they knew what the law is. I said, no, we don't even know what the law is regarding that. I said, well, I guess I'm going to have to go online with somebody and see what the government tells me, yes, no, maybe, and if they're going to do anything at all. And if not, I'm going to have to figure out what I'm going to do.
I can't remember the name of it, but there is a service that will go get your groceries for you and leave them on the porch. Good grief, I can't remember the name of it right now, but I mean, want Meals on Wheels or somebody bring you something?
Pretty early during the week. I'm trying to get enough. I've got to sort this stuff out and sort to get things, because I've got to cook some stuff and sell stuff. Yeah, they do the best they can, but see, all those guys are not getting paid either. They're kind of on their own.
No, I think that I heard the president last night that this payment protection plan or payroll protection plan, that they did extend it to, they extended it to churches, to, you know, places like Goodwill and Meals on Wheels. I mean, it's supposed to be available to them, too.
Yeah, you know, the sad part is, man, you know, I don't know where this is going to end. It's a real, it's just sad, California. I don't know how. Like they said, you know, I got to check with the government. I guess I'll just give some of my Social Security number. And I'm going online so I can find out what the deal is. Because what I got to fly or what I got to do. And it's just a mess because, you know, obviously it's hard because I got so many things going on at once. I don't know where to start.
Caseworker or something.
I got some of it, they did. I mean, they got me as far as they could. But so far, all the things I've applied for, they turned me down. They turned me down for state aid. They turned me down for all kinds of stuff. So I have no idea what they're going to do.
Somebody to go shopping for you, you really don't need to be out.
One time, maybe I can make some phone calls after I do this one time. And CVS said they're going to put my card on file, and next month they'll deliver my drugs to me. So that'll help a little bit. They're just, you know, they'll call me and leave it at the door. I can get them. That'll help. And, you know, so the nurse, I called the nurse, and she's going to, so I can get the stockings I need. She's going to, I told her I'd be done by 11, so I'm going to try to get in and get out of there. It's confusing. See, I've never been out of the store since this has happened, so I have no idea what it's going to look like.
As bad down there as it is up here on getting stuff from a grocery store.
Somewhat, but it's not as bad as you think it is. I mean, you know, they make it runs on meat and of course the toilet paper and stuff like that, but it seemed like it sort of calmed down a little bit.
Good.
It would kind of be fun, field day, you know, it'd be kind of fun. Even if they can't, I think it'd be kind of fun for us to put up that test and where all of us get separated and get in cars and stuff and we're on transmitters and cars and, or, you know, and so we can separate each other and so we can have kind of our own kind of field day and have some fun. Tip for you guys yesterday.
Ending on HF, Ed was sick. Hang on a minute, I got to step out of the truck.
Okay, was telling me his friend of his is stranded down in Florida. He can't come back.
Coming up on destination here, I was going to say 7-3s to everybody. Carol, I hope you get some rest. Ed, I hope you get some rest. Get feeling better. Take care of yourself. Al, you need to be very careful, man.
what you do, you definitely don't need this virus. And then, Ken, I don't know if you're back in the truck or not, but I hope you have a good, safe day. And I hope everybody has a safe day. 73 is all. This is KK4NXE.
You be good and don't work too hard. Excuse me. Work too hard and hopefully catch you Monday morning. So KK4NXE, KM4NXE, 73, my friend.
Yeah, 73, Mike. Hope you have a good day. Stay safe. And hopefully catch you maybe over the weekend or on Monday. KN4TFW.
Between you and you guys, I think I've already had it. Easy. Keep shooting those vitamin C and all that stuff you need to do, Cap. All right, be careful.
They're letting them in, so I'll say 73 to everybody. Ed, get you some rest. I hope you feel better. And Miss Carol, definitely get you some sleep today. And thanks for helping Ed out. And Al, we'll try to catch you maybe over the weekend on the radio, KN4TFW.
Well, you have a good one. Hopefully we'll catch you this afternoon on the radio. I should be feeling better by this afternoon, at least I hope so. So be careful. Don't catch no Germans. So, 73
is good.
KM4 and 8B, I'm
going to
be clear.
73 is guys, KM4 clear. Just keep those antioxidants moving. KM4 clear. Catch you later.